This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and with me on the phone is Jim Dunn, CEO and president of the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith. Kyle is very into the Marshals Museum, so I'm sure he has spoken with you before.
He has indeed.
Yeah. But earlier this week, you unveiled a special artifact, something that's kind of unique to Arkansas, I understand. What was that?
Well, one of our staff people, Leslie Sutterfield, saw a piece in a museum journal that the Port Authority of New York City had available pieces of the World Trade Center Tower available for museums and educational institutions for display. And because U.S. Marshals are connected to 9/11 and the aftermath, that seemed to be a natural request for us to make to acquire that artifact for display in our museum when we opened.
And you unveiled it on the anniversary of September 11th, 2001.
Yes. The meeting had been scheduled for many, many months. It was accidental, and we had made the request for the artifact a year ago or so. And so it was just happenstance or coincidence that we received it in time for the announcement that we made at our regular quarterly board meeting.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah.
So do you know, it's a piece of one of the World Trade Centers. Do you know which tower it came from?
No. We have been advised that it is a component part of one of the elevators. But we don't know which elevator, and we don't know which building. So
is it then? Is it metal?
It's. I started to say heavy metal, but that makes it sound like a rock band. But yes, it is a heavy piece of metal. It weighs around 90 pounds and is essentially unidentifiable as a component part of anything. So you can't look at it and say, oh, my, this was the elevator in one of the trade towers. But that is what the Port Authority identified it as being. And, of course, I'm sure that's what it is.
So what role did U.S. Marshals play?
Well, the Marshals were on the site within minutes, assisted in rescue operations. And then provided airport security immediately following. And at the time, no one knew if America was under attack and what further attacks might occur. And so the Marshals were immediately enlisted to provide security for high government officials that were not being protected at the time, and they continued to do that for a very lengthy time. So since then, they have been involved in providing courtroom security for hearings involving terrorists and in various other ways.
How do you plan to use this in your permanent exhibit?
We're still in the planning stage, so what I will tell you is very general. But the Marshals have not only been involved in 9/11, but they've been involved in search and rescue, law enforcement following Katrina. They were involved in providing security at the time or immediately following the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. And what we intend to do is use the 9/11 exhibit and other artifacts and other displays to show visitors to the museum that the Marshals are so much more than Old West law enforcement officers, which is typically what people think the Marshals are about.
Right, they're still around.
Yeah. So the Marshals remain highly relevant today and very important in times of national emergency.
It's one of only two in the state.
Correct,
very unique,
correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good, thank you.
Bye-bye. Jim Dunn is president and CEO of the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith. I spoke with him from his office yesterday.